I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In Iran, even having a Bible can lead to a prison sentence. A Christian ministry worker we'll call Joe says,
"We have two people living at our home right now whose friends were sentenced to 6 years in prison for having a Bible. There's a real concern, and yet there's a real zealousness and desire for freedom."
And that's why Joe helps smuggle Bibles into Iran. They use regular smugglers to get the Bibles, either as books or SD cards, over the border. And from there, Christians distribute them among their own networks. Joe says Iranians are remarkably open to hearing the good news of Jesus.
"And I believe it's due to the oppression and the persecution that they've endured, and they're rebelling. And within that rebellion, they meet Christ Jesus, and they feel freedom and the love of God."
He's asked God to protect those involved in distributing the Bibles and pray many would find hope in Jesus Christ. And one Southeast Asian country has taken a positive step towards more religious freedom. A recent decree outlined a path for religious minority groups to be recognized by the state. Joe Handley with Asian Access asked listeners to pray the love Christians show for their neighbors will show Jesus love.
"Pray for the trajectory of this move. It actually is moving in a positive direction. So please pray for the government leaders that God would open their eyes to the influence that Christians can have in the community, because it is profound. I've met dozens of pastors and mission groups and missionaries in the country. They're seeing transformative impact on the nation."
Pray also that God would open doors for Asian Access to equip these churches. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.